Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Ree, and if you haven't already jumped on the authenticity train, buckle up because we're diving headfirst into it today. Ever feel like you're constantly putting on a mask for different situations? Like at work you're one person, with friends another, and with family yet someone else entirely? I get it. It's easy to fall into that trap, especially in a world that loves labels and expectations. But here's the thing. Living authentically isn't about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about stripping away those masks, embracing who you truly are, and letting your genuine self shine through. And let me tell you, there's a whole lot of power in that. When you embrace your true self, amazing things start to happen. You attract like-minded people into your life, build stronger connections, and feel a sense of freedom and purpose that's hard to find anywhere else. So, how do we actually do this? How do we ditch the masks and become our most authentic selves? Well, let's break it down. First up, know thyself. This isn't some ancient Greek philosophy thing, it's about getting real with yourself. Spend time reflecting on your values, passions, and what truly matters to you. What lights you up? What makes you feel alive? Write it down, journal about it, meditate on it, whatever works for you. Because understanding who you are at your core is the foundation of authenticity. Next, don't be afraid to be different. We're bombarded with messages telling us to fit in, follow trends, and conform to societal norms. But guess what? Being unique is your superpower. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your individuality, and don't let anyone tell you who you should be. The world needs more people being their wonderfully weird selves. Third, speak your truth. This doesn't mean being rude or aggressive, but rather expressing your thoughts and feelings honestly and respectfully. Sometimes it's tough to say what's on your mind, especially if it goes against the grain. But remember, true connection comes from vulnerability and authenticity. Fourth, stop comparing yourself to others. This is a big one. We live in a world of curated highlight reels where everyone seems to be living their best lives. But trust me, that's just a snapshot. Comparing yourself to others only leads to self-doubt and unhappiness. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and fall short of our goals sometimes. The key is to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing you down? Like when you finally admit to yourself that you hate that sweater everyone else loves, or you stop pretending to enjoy that movie just because your friends are into it. That feeling of lightness and freedom? That's the power of authenticity. It's about saying yes to what feels true to you and no to everything else. Let me share a quick example. I used to feel this pressure to be super organized and have everything planned out perfectly. I love lists, calendars, and color coding everything. But then, I realized that it was actually making me more stressed than anything. I started letting go of the need for control, embracing spontaneity, and allowing things to flow organically. It was scary at first, but now I feel so much lighter and more free. So remember, embracing your true self isn't about overnight transformations or becoming someone completely different. It's a journey of continual growth, self-discovery, and acceptance. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and never stop being curious about who you are and what you want in life. Take this message and run with it. Start today by identifying one thing that feels inauthentic to you. Maybe it's a hobby you don't enjoy anymore, a relationship that's draining your energy, or even a belief system that no longer serves you. Then, take a small step towards being more authentic in that area. It could be as simple as saying no to something that doesn't feel right or sharing your true thoughts and feelings with someone you trust. Ready for a challenge? Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of authenticity. And let me know what resonates most with you on social media using #MorningReset. I can't wait to hear from you. Until tomorrow, keep it real and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.